We got this ground floor apartment, see? And a car that's air conditioned, and a colour TV, and this big collection of all the Irish records you've ever heard. And 15,000 bucks in federal bonds.
Money.
And a deep freezer, and a backyard with a great big cherry tree, and squirrels, and night owls, and the smell of lavender in the spring, and long summer evenings, and snow at Christmas, and a Christmas tree in the parlor, and it's all so goddamn awful because we have no one to share it with us.
Okay, honey. Okay. Well, well, well. Poor little orphan boy. Mamma.
Madge.
Mamma. You don't want to go.
Madge.
Admit it, Lanny Book. You don't want to go.
Madge.
Year after year, read your own newspaper and thought at your own handkerchief. If you had any decency, you'd have manners when there's a lady in your presence. I mean, this makes me sick to sight of you.
You look a right fool standing there, the father of 14 children. Get out quick before the others come in and die laughing at you. And all the time she must have known the old bitch. And you promised to give her breakfast in bed every morning. And you told her about the egg money.
Your father, Guy.
He's talking to you, thick skull.
What's that?
Your father. How is he?
Oi, he's grand, thanks.
Get out.
Well, Kenan, that's that! She says, I wait till the rosary's over and the kettle's on.
She's a sharp one, Madge.
You wait, says she, till the rosary's over and the kettle's on.
Pay no heed to Madge, Kenan.
If someone were to come along to me tonight and say, Ballybeg's yours, lock, stock and barrel, it wouldn't make that much difference to me. If you're not happy and content in a place, then you're not happy and content in a place. It's as simple as that. I've stuck around this hole far too long, I'm telling you. It's a quagmire, a bloody backwater, a dead end. And everybody in it goes crazy sooner or later, everybody.
Forgot and days of old anxiety.